We're learning now about all about what Torah does for us, and how it has a kapara, and how it has a kayach, and what it does. So, punk in this week's parasha is something that we can't miss. There's a famous Erechaim HaKadosh. Erechaim HaKadosh has a question over here about, it says when Moshe Rabbeinu, after Bekriyas Yamsuf, the Pasuk says, Vayeit Moshe Siyod El Yom Vayosha Vayom Lifnei Zbukila Isanoi. So the Medrash says it came back to its original Tanai of Maisa Bereishis when it came back, it split, and then it came back to its original Matzav. It means there's a Tanai in Maisa Bereishis that the Yom should split. The Medrash says over here that he has a question, or a Chaim, that the seed did not want to split. He says it's not Roy. For Moshe Rabbeinu, as a whole, Shakot Tarvi, he brings a Medrash. And the Rechaim HaKadosh has a question over here. How could it be that the seed did not want to split for Moshe Rabbeinu? The Gemara in Chulin, you can look it up, Adav Zayin Amar Aleph, has a story where Pinchas Ben Yor was walking to go Pidyon Shvuyim. And he came to a place where there's a Nahar, a rushing water, of Nahar Ginoi. It was a river, very, very strong with current, strong rushing water, called Ginoi, and he couldn't pass by to go save this Pidyon Shvuyim. So the Gemara says that he told the sea, split, and the sea said, I'm doing Ratzon Hashem, you're doing Ratzon Hashem, why are you better than me? He says, if you're not going to split, I'm going to ask Hashem to mevatel you, b'chal, you're not going to be able to, the water's not going to be running through over here. That second, the sea split, and the Gemara says over there, he asked also, should split for another Yid who was carrying flour for matzahs to do a mitzvah, and also there was even an Arab walking with them, and he says that in order that they shouldn't say that we don't treat them nicely, you should split for him also. So Gemara says, it seems like Gemara says, is he more bekoyach than Moshe Rabbeinu and Shishan Ribui that he has the koyach to split three times? So Gemara says, no, it's not three times. It didn't split three times. It split one time. He just asked that it just stay split for three people. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says that he was the same koyach. At the end of the day, Pinchas Ben Yair had the same koyach as Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rechaim HaKadosh says, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu had a whole shakwataria if the sea should split or not? If Pinchas Ben Yair, which is a Tana, which is 2,000 years later, was able to split a Nahar. Every single Tana and Amora had the koyach. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, if you want to look it up, it's Kedai, look it up, it's in Pasuk Chav Zayin. Perik Yidal, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Ochein tnai zehu b'chlal atnoim shehisna Hashem akol ma'is bereishis liyos kfufim l'toira l'amaleo. It says that the Torah, it's on page Shin Zayin in that print. Shin Zayin in that print. You'll see over here in the second column. Ochein tnai zeh, this tnai that Hashem made, b'chlal atnoim shehisna Hashem akol ma'is bereishis liyos kfufim l'toira l'amaleo. Hashem made a tnai in the Bria, that the Bria's kafuf, it has to bend for loimdei Torah, people amal in Torah. Lasas kol ashir gur aleim, whatever they say. Umemshaltam aleim kememshalas abayir baruch hu. He came to this lesson over here, he wouldn't even write. He says they have a memshala over the world, like the Rebbein Shem has a memshala over the world. V'lezeh timtza, k'moy kein b'shamayim v'v'aretz v'kei chavim b'shemesh v'yareach shalt aleim atzadikim yechidim. Do yechidim that were able to be shailed on the Bria, they can make tremendous nisim happen. We know all the Doris, Tanoim, Amaroim, even Rishayim, and they have all the Doris, they were tzaddikim, were able to do things, they were able to say things and make miraka people in certain koyach. Where did they have the koyach from? Where did it happen from? The Rechaim HaKadosh says that this is the koyach HaTorah that Hashem made, that the whole Bria is kafuf to the Torah, could bend over the Torah. And it says over here, he ends off at the end, that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu could not split the Yam, because it was before Mount Torah. Only because it was before Mount Torah. After Mount Torah, you do not need the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, you don't need Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single time you can do it. You do not need Moshe Rabbeinu. He ends off at the end of here, Ukshiro, here it says, L'zeh, kol tzadik v'tzadik sheyamoid acher kabolas ha-Torah, yovi biyode shtarchoiv echod, l'kufu l'chalik l'fonav. You can bring a shtarchoiv. If you're a Ben Torah, and you're sitting and learning, and you're Amal B'Torah, you have a Koyach. V'timtzesh k'sheloi rotzu l'chol k'pinchas b'yor, u'lemaslav v'imoi rotzu l'koinsoi. U'pochad ayom imenu. When the sea did not want to split, he threatened the sea, and it says that the sea had a pachad from him. Why? Because the koyach of Torah is a koyach that a person, that the Bria, anything in the Bria, anyone in the Bria has a pachet from. So he says this koyach of splitting the yam was only a tremendous chiddush that Moshe Rabbeinu could do because it was before Mount Torah. After Mount Torah, no chiddush. Look it up. Pelo dechazach. All the gedolei adoris, when you speak about gedolei ador, people go to gedolei ador for brachas. It's the koyach of Torah. The koyach of Torah. A person's amal on Torah, and his kaf of the Torah is kaf of the person who's loim the Torah. The mele, his what he says is a gzeira. He could be goyzer. It's other goyzer. Hashem akayim could be kapshuta because Hashem gave them over. You have a koyach over the bria. The Hashem was a stakal lebrais of aram. Hashem created the world through the Torah. There's a blueprint. So if you work with the blueprint, you a person who has it says over here in the Arachayim that Rebbeinu Shem made a t'nai in the bria. Any single person, Havada Banana the Darga, but even on a small level, a person who go to Talmud Chacham, who's sitting and learning, his bracha is more of a bracha, his koyach of tefillah, he daments for a chayla, is a tremendous thing, because the Torah is kafuf to all the Amelie Torah. That's why it's no, you don't ask any kashas from the Gemara that people did nisim, don't ask kashas from people that me the Chama do nisim. People do nisim, that's a pashta zach, if you're sitting and learning Torah. Before Man Torah, that you need a Moshe Rabbeinu for. Before Man Torah, that you need a Koyach of Torah. That's what he says, that's what the Koyach was. It was just something to get to what we're learning every single week over here. And it's in this week's Parashat Arachayim, I said we have to mention it. So it says now, Mabashte Anava, V'yiris Hashem Apana V'chol Midah L'chayna. Someone who's Amal B'Torah, it has effect on his Midas, and his Yiris Shemayim. And it helps him in every single one of his midas. Every single person has, like Rav Volber writes in Sefer Alishur, is born with one mida that's perfect, and he has a lot of midas he has to work on. Everybody has. Some person, he's emes till the end. He'll never say a lie, he'll never do anything that emesic. He's emes with himself, he's too emesic. He's so emesic that people can't stand. He says everything the way it is. You have another person who's never ever get bekas. He's always relaxed, never get kas. You have another person who's always bekas. Yeah, every person has milas and chesroinus. So it says over here that the koyach of Torah is, it's to actually, to when a person needs a little bit, of, the midas have to be worked out. It has a koyach. Chol midah nechayna. Ve'ena mesiyor v'pita yitzroi b'inyan hanoyas olam tanugov. He's not scared about the fact that he won't be controlled himself. And the hanoyas olam hazah will take him over. Ki yitzroi masur b'yodoi. L'chol ha'shayach v'tzyatenu. A person, let's talk about, of course, a person who's a dago who's totally involved in learning, but even a small darga, a person who learns a few hours a day, he for sure has more koyach over himself and he's more control of himself. We're talking about over here, when a person who's not learning b'chal, a person is learning, you're talking about a person that's saying shidduchim, you want a person who's looking for shidduch for a bachar. So I'm saying a person who has shaykhs to limon ha-Torah, besides the limon ha-Torah, besides the schar, besides the fact that, we're talking about a person who's going to be a bigger mensch to his wife, he's going to act like a better person. It says over here, his Yitzroi Moser Biyoda, the Chola Shayach B'Tziyatenu. A person has more of a koyach over himself. He can control himself more. He has more self-control. He has more person who knows where he's headed. A better day in yeshiva is a better day with midas, a person. A person has more koyach. Everything is according to the level, but a person of Adah has a koyach. U'batzosai tanchehu. This is a very, very, very important zach for us to know. What we call Das Torah. G'doyli Yisrael, the Eitzis, besides the Koyach we spoke about, they have a Koyach to be Goyzer. There's something called Das Torah. Das Torah, what does Das Torah mean? That a person's Eitzis are coming from the Torah. Because the person's so involved in Limud HaTorah, he's so connected to the Torah, he's holding on to the whole Eitz HaChaim, he's like a Shtik Torah. So his Eitzis are coming from the Torah. That's what we're talking about, G'doyli Yisrael. But what about a regular person? There's a beautiful Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim says over here, is brought down from somewhere else. He says, "Kol sofik shenoyle la'odem echisnai." I don't know if you have it over there at the bottom, but it's I think it's brought down. This is brought down in Ruach Haim. A person has a sofik had to be misnai. We always hear about this. You may say after a guy has a big shaila, what to do? A certain big question in life. I don't know. It comes like a certain shidduch, a big shaila panasa. Kol sofik shenoyle la'odem echisnai. Yimtza kol b'toyro v'im al pi yinik le'kashel. Everything you can find the Torah. Then he says over here. No, this is not the lashon I'm looking for. He's looking for a lashon over here. Oh, this is what it says. Klal gadol likach etzim an Torah. Kishe elmad v'cheshik rab, at she yidme edme ba'atzme shalamati ke'es lishma, k'tzas lishma. A person who learns, sits down and learns an hour. and he feels that he's learning somewhat of a little bit of Lishma. He wants, he's doing it because Lishma, for the right reason. It doesn't have to be full. He says, Ksas Lishma. Ve'efne daiti, after I finish learning, I'm going to think about what the issue that's on my mind, le'inin ha'mavukish, lasis ha'loy lasis, to figure out, should he do it, should he do it? U'kafi she'yigmar bedaiter kenyasa zuhi atzas ha'torah. I don't know if we have the courage to do it, but he says such a thing, Matzias, that he was writing over here for his door, Nefesh HaChaim, that there were people that they didn't know what to do, so they sat down and learned 3 hours. And I think another place he writes about learning Torah 3 hours at night is something that don't have the courage of being making a chlot. You didn't know what to do, a prisoner had a big shot what to do. Sit and learn a few hours, a little bit of the Shema, and anything he's thinking about afterwards, that is an Eitzah from the Torah. A Kapanim, you see over here, that's just giving us a little bit of a taste, how the Torah is mashpi on a person, how it's being on his, mashpi on your Eitzahs. Go ask a Talmud Chacham for an Eitzah. Go ask someone who's sitting and learning 20, 30 years. You have to know that the fact that he's learning so many years, that will give him Siyata D'Shmaya, that his Eitzahs will be better Eitzahs. The Torah is giving Eitzah over here. He's giving you right Eitzah because it's from the Torah. It's not just Stam an Eitzah because he's a tremendous Chacham. Chacham is also important. But besides being a Chacham, the Torah is talking over here. But Tamideu B'Keren Oira. Val Kol Drachav Noiga Oira Torah. Everything he does will have the shine of Torah. A person who is limited Torah affects every single thing that he does during the day. It's not just his ruchnius. Everything he does is a different level. Now the Nefesh HaChaim brings down a Gemara on Kedushin. Kamamorom v'samtem samtem. Samtem means, sam means like a remedy or a medicine. Tam means a shleimistika one. Nimshala Torah b'sam achayim. Torah is like the person has the remedy of life. Mashala adam shehika es benoy maka gedoyla. Why is it a mashal for a person who hit his son? Because the Yetzirah is within us, and you got a clap. You have to work it out. You have nisyanis within you. V'hiniach l'ritiyah makasai, and he put a ritiyah, a bandage on his maka. He has a big maka, and he put on a bandage. Amar le bni. Kol zman shiritiyah zu al makascha echol masha anocha. Calls man, you have this on your arm, on your hand, you could eat whatever you want. It means you could eat sweet things, you could eat mishkafel, but nothing's gonna, it's not gonna affect it. Normally it affects the sickness or affects the wound. It's not gonna affect you. If you have this maka on, if you have this bandage on, it's fine. Or a chaitz b'mecham b'mitzayim, you can wash whatever you want to wash it. Ve'enat mesiara. Ve'atam avira, but if you take it off, harei malanima. Then you hand will go gangrene. Chas v'shalom means that the hand will start shriveling up and it won't heal properly the wound that you have. Kach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bonai. Barosi Yetzirah Barosi Toyu Tavlin. What does it mean, Tavlin? Why is it called Tavlin? Why is it called a spice? I don't know, why is it called spice? It spices the Yetzirah? Yematam Oyskim B'Toyer Einatam Sarim B'Yodis. I think somewhere, I'm not sure where it's written, maybe the Goyen writes it. That Be'etzem, the Yetzer is the drive within a person. And we need that drive. If a person doesn't have a drive, if he doesn't have a Yetzer, then he's dead. He's not alive. He doesn't have. The Koyach that there is Be'etzem in a person, we need the Yetzer. A person has, we said this over already a few weeks ago, from a tzaddik, that they once wanted to be Mevatel the Yetzer Hara Varayis. After the Mevatel the Yetzer Hara Avodah Zarah, so the Yetzer Hara Avodah Zarah was gone, and then they wanted to be Mevatel the Yetzer Hara Varayis. And it says over there that they tried, and it caused a lot of damage. It says the Tarnagoyle stopped laying eggs. And the Gemara says afterwards that maybe people, there wouldn't be a keem to the world. But the Zohar brings the same exact Gemara, and the Gemara says that they could not be Mavatli Yetzirah Varayis. Listen to this Dabar Noira Nifla. Not Noira Nifla. Something unusual. It says that if there was the Mavatl the Yetzahara of Arayas, there would be no Chedvas of the Shmaitza. A person would not have an enjoyment in Limud HaTorah. A person, and the Tzaddik writes over there, a person shouldn't say to himself, oh, I'm such a big Baal Aveira, and I have such a drive for Arayas, I'm probably lower than anyone else. He writes over there, Adarabe, if he has a Yetzer, he's destined for tremendous Atzlocha in Limud HaTorah. Chedvus of the Shmaitza, Geshmak and learning, he won't have if there's no Yetzer of Harayis. It means there's a drive in the world, and a person has to direct the drive. The Yetzer Hara is around, and we need it. You can't mevach the Yetzer Hara. the tavlin, the spice, it's spicing it, it's giving it a tam, it's putting it in the right direction. We're not trying to mavat li yetzahara, we're trying to use it for the right thing, for the right. If you realize before, what he wrote over here was, he said, Yitzray must be other chola sheyach poitziatenu, you're about to lean it whichever way you want. Why is he saying you should lead it whichever way you want? You should say, be mavatl it. No, because I need that kayak, I need that drive, I need that. A person has a drive for a lot of, the drive helps him in his avodas Hashem. It just has to be channeled the right way. So that's what he says over here. It's like a tavlin. It's opening the door for problems. The fact that a person has limited Torah, it doesn't let in the Yetzirah and it helps him control. But we said the reason why it's called a tavlin is because a person directs a person to his direction. But let me see if I can find it. Is the Goyen over here? He just brings down the Gemara we spoke about. The Gemara in Babasra says, there's a Gemara in Babasra that Nun Zayin it was? I think it's Nun Zayin. Gemara says over there that in a place, the Lashon of the Gemara is, in a place that there's no wine, then you need medicine. But in a place where there's wine, you don't need any medicine. That's what Gemara says. The question what it means. So the Goyen says, what the Gemara is trying to say is, not just talking about drinking wine, it's not talking about having a good cup of red wine every night so you should stay healthy and have a good healthy heart. Like the Velt says, it's talking about over here, you should, Torah is nimshal liayin. The makam where there's no Torah, you need medicine. You need medicine. You're not going to have koyach over Yitzhara. The makam where you have Torah, you don't need any medicine. That's Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon of the Goyen is, and that's why it says Tamon Mitvus. You only need medicine. That means you only need to work on your midas in a place where you don't have Torah. But in case you have Torah, you don't need it. Now this was really a real machlokes by Gedolei HaDoros about learning Musar. If you're learning Torah, you don't really maybe need Musar. This was a real question that they had, and it was people that held that if you're really learning Torah, you need. But the Rabbi Sol Salanta already has in the yeshivas, they were makabal, that there, even though we have people that are learning Torah all the time, there still seems to be that the Torah is not the same koyach that it used to be, maybe because we're not doing it as properly as it used to be. So as a supplement, or just to help us out, like in a vitamin, we need the koyach of limerat, koyach of musar, in order to direct us. But avada, according to the Nefesh HaChaim, and according to the Goyen, and according to what he brings in all these mamar chazal, the ikar koyach of controlling a person, controlling his midas, and being, helping to take his midas and direct it in the right direction, is dafka yidei limanat Torah. Whether it's a lot or a little, we saw now this week that even a person with 3 hours will have das Torah. One time, 3 hours das Torah, yeah, person has a little more das Torah. He learned today a better day, today's day is a better day. His moyach, his mind is a little more Torah oriented. Person is 25 years saying shir, that's a person Shaskh Eitza from. Your person is already 25 years Marbet Torah, that's a tremendous koyach for a person of Torah. He has more koyach. Person who's a Marbet Torah, a 90-year-old kid who's Marbet Torah 70 years, you know what that means, koyach of Torah of 70 years? That's pure Das Torah. That's what it means. You go to Gedolei Yisrael to ask for an Eitza, that the Torah itself gives an Eitza. Shaniska,